Topic I'd like to talk about this morning is Shava Ishtav Luxuba. And if we have time, we might talk a little bit about the Chiyuv Mizonos as well. So our perek starts on Nedava Beis. The Mishnah that tells us, Meir Omer, Kalapochas of Sula Mimasai Melamana Mimana, Harezo Bilaznus. That if a person allocates less than the required sum for the Luxuba, that results in a Bilaz Znus. So that din, the Gemara tells us on Nun Vav Amidays, the Gemara points to Brisa, at the two dots, halfway down in Vav Amidays, Tanya, Meir Omer, Kalapach, the Sulam, Messiah, Mamana, Mamana, Hareza, Bilas Nus. Rabbi Yossi, Marashar, Rabbi Yudal, Marasa, the Chule. The Gemara said earlier, sorry, I meant to quote the two dots before. Meir Omer Kalapochas, Kalapochas feel a bit to not. So Meir says this then applies even if you insert a Tanai into the Ksuba that otherwise should have been valid. Then if you look back at Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, there the Mishnah has a din, Lo Kasala Ksuba, the Silago Masayim Amana Mana, and they issue a Tanai Bezin. Even if you don't write the formal document, this Chayva still exists. So even if you didn't write a b'ksuba, a woman isn't still entitled to be goveh the minimal sum of the ksuba, shehu t'nai bezdin. The Gemara says, mani remeihi, da'amar kalapochas b'sula b'masai milamana mana hareza b'ilasnus. So our, the time of the Mishnah is remeir holds that if you don't award, don't allocate the proper sum, that results in a b'ilasnus. The Rabbi Huda Ha'amar Ratzah Kosil B'Sula Shtar Shemasai V'Hikoseves Eskabalti Mimchamana Ulmana Mana V'Hikoseves Eskabalti Mimchachamishim. According to Rabbi Huda, a person could write out the formal amount, and then you could have an arrangement of Kilu Hiskabalti, where she is in essence Mochales his Chiyuv Tzuba. So according to Rabbi Huda, that works. According to Rabbi Meir, that still results in Bilas and Bilasnos. So even if you went through a proper Mechila mechanism would be ineffective to avoid this issue of Shoa Isha below Ksuba. What is the problem with Shoa Isha below Ksuba? So look at Rashi on Zayin Amud Aleph. There the Gemara has the episode in the din of Ksuba the Irkasa, the bottom of Nudvam and Beis to the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a story of a situation where a ksuba was lost, and the recommendation was to issue another ksuba. Because according to Rav Meir, asur l'shos ishto below ksuba, as opposed to Chachamim, who say, Masha adam is ishto shlai mishalashanim below ksuba. According to Rav Meir, there's a din of ksuba there, because if you lose the ksuba, you have to reissue a new ksuba. Says Rashi, top line Zu Divrei Meir. The Amr Le'el, Kol Apochis of Usulam Yimasayim Vafidu Bitna'a Vatanai Bato, Kari La Bilasnus. So even if you did it through a Tanai, Tanai's Bato still Bilasnus. Mishum Dolo Samcha Daita. Because a woman lacks Smichus Das in this relationship, not having a Shtar. Achanam Ler Meir Hu Da'as Elisha's Isha Sha'av Da'ashtar Ksubasa. So just like if the Ksuba is never properly issued, or if you have an ineffective tanai, so too if you lose a ksuba. Afilu isla, delo mafda bahachi, the gavya b'tanai bezdin. Even though she is entitled to collect the sum through the tanai bezdin of ksuba, even absent the document, still she lacks mikhasas, lo sam kazaita da amra, kitavanulay amra praticha. That she's worried that if she'll be tavei the husband's going to claim praticha. So even though she's entitled al pidin to collect the ksuba al tanai bezdin, even absent the document, because she's concerned that the husband's going to claim parati, she lacks a smicha sas in this relationship. The Hagos Maimini quotes a Rabbeinu Eliyakim that seems to be cholik at Rashi, and in his quotation you see that Rashi is a little bit of a chiddush in the following sense. The Avos Maimini is in Isha's Perek Yud Oz Ches. what emerges from the citation of the Rabbeinu Eliyakim is that the din is that if you say a person has no nemanus to say parati, where you have a hischayvus of a tanai vest, then unless you have edim. So even if the husband were to come and claim parati, the Rashi says she's worried that he'll claim parati and she won't be entitled to her ksuba, but the husband would have no nemanus. So you see, Rashi seems to be saying that even if it's true that I'll be din, the husband wouldn't have nemanus, but she doesn't know that, and she's ill at ease about this relationship because she thinks that she'll be shortchanged and won't be able to collect the ksuba, and therefore the ksuba is lost. It has to be reissued. The Hagos Maimon, close to the Beinu Eliyakim, it sounds like that's not necessarily the concern, because the Gemara tells us on Daf Zayin in the beginning of the Sefta, there was an episode in which someone got married on Shabbos. Comes Shabbos, there wasn't a ksuba. So the recommendation was that even though the ksuba was not written before Shabbos, it could be matnis betaltalin, that the husband can take upon himself the eschayvus that he's going to owe the money or set aside the money that needs to be designated for the ksuba. Through being matnis betaltalin toward that chov. So I goes my request in Beinu Eliyakim. Why do you have to do that? Why mishun the b'shabbos lo hayayachal haknusla? Shabbos you can't make a kinyan. The mefsi kameka u'memkar. Can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. But if it wasn't Shabbos and you're in a bind, it could be that a kinyan would be effective even without writing the ksuba for that immediate moment. So in terms of the actual requirement of a ksuba, there are situations in which it could be mis-metaltalin or affect a kinyan without the actual document. And it sounds like the need for the document is, in general, for her smichas da'af, but not necessarily because there's a concern of a claim of parati. And then he quotes from the Maharam, you know, his test, that maybe the husband will go to another country and Makom she'ema kirin asav, and he'll claim he never got married, or he'll claim paraticha migo, that he could say he never got married, and there he would have nemanus to not pay the ksuba. The Tosas Hanunal of Amunal with Tiber Maskil, Mani Remeyer, quotes a Rivan. Take a look at Tosas there. Mani Remeyer, Hidamar Kalapoches, Perak Apapi, D.A. Kalapochata Fil Vitinai, Amasarid Tino Batil Visla. So if you affect a, or try to affect a tanai to limit your ksuba responsibilities, the tanai is going to be batel, and she's entitled to collect the ksuba nevertheless. And that situation, the kevan, the amar la, lesach elamana, but since he tells her that you're not entitled to the entire sum, lo sam chadai tevav bilas bilasnas. So in that situation, even though she really is entitled to the entire sum, since he tells her that she's not, that creates a lack of smichas das, and that results in bilasnas. Perish Rivan. The b'chol makom de isla the ein isha betucha bo. The lo sam chadai te tefnu chacham ishe bilas bilasnas. It's only in a situation in which she's entitled to the ksuba, and she doesn't have confidence that she'll be able to collect the ksuba. So there, tefnu chachamim that bilas bilasnas. But if it's a situation in which the tanai would be valid, you could construct a tanai that would properly, halachically preclude him from having to pay his ksuba obligation. Came with the less loss, in that situation where she's not entitled to it and she knows that she's not entitled to it, ein bilas of bilas nus. So in that case, we don't say bilas nus. It's only in the situation in which she's entitled to it al pi din and she is aware that she's entitled to it, and she lacks the ksuba that evidences that we say bilasa bilasnas. But if you're in a situation where she's not entitled to it al pidin, and she's aware that she's not entitled to it, so then there's no expectation that she's going to collect the ksuba, and it's not bilasa bilasnas. Then Tosa asks on the Rivan, for the Gemara in Bava Kama Peites, There it sounds like it's going to be bilos nes across the board, because there the Gemara is talking about a situation of mocheres ksubasa, or a situation of nezikin, in which the Gemara raises the possibility that you should collect what she's entitled to, or you should collect against the hezek that she owes from the ksuba. And there the Gemara raises the issue of mashi shavlo ksuba. So it sounds like even a situation where al pidin she would be, or you would be able to be master of the ksuba, or she wouldn't be entitled to the ksuba, still we're concerned about the zlakas mikhasas. Therefore, Tosa argues on the Rivan and says across the board, whether or not you can create a situation in which there's halachic grounds for not giving the ksuba, you still have this problem of mashi isha below ksuba. The Rashba, there in the sugya in Bava Kama Peites, raises the following question. The Gemara there, in quoting this din, says, Asil Adam Shiisha is Ishta Filusha Akas Loksuba, the time of my, Kidei Shilota Hekala Be'ena of Lahotzia. In order to make sure that the husband's not going to be able to divorce his wife on a whim. It gives her some kind of insurance policy, some kind of protection for staying in the marriage. The Rashba asks, where does this reason of Shilota Hekala Be'ena of Lahotzia come from? You don't find that in our sugya here in Ksuvah. You just find the Mashi Ishav Ksuvah Hareza Bilasa Bilas Nus. So is it absolutely Bilasa Bilas Nus, or is it a function of a lack of or the sentiment of Shilotei Kalavein of Lahotziya? So Rashba answers the way he frames the question, that if it's just a matter of Bilas Nus, so then where is she find the titles of the Ksuvah? Then there shouldn't be a concern of bilas nus. If it's shelo teikal bein of lotzia, that maybe should apply across the board. So Rashi answers, "Mistabru li dechataymo." It's all one and the same. Tachana mihachi kamar kidei shelo teikal bein of lotzia dekevin shekain af hilo samchadaita sheyakvena etzlo v'avim bilas of bilas nus. That because of this consideration of shelo teikal bein of lotzia, then she is not going to have the proper smichasas in this relationship. She doesn't have the peace of mind that he's going to stay in the relationship. And therefore, havya bilasa bilas nus. She'im al p'chisas ksuba shehisna ima habal osam chadaita shalei garshena umishavi bilasa bilas nus afagav dili garshena isla. So if you see an arsugi in ksubas, that in a situation in which you're going to make a t'nai, which should be valid, she still has a lack of smichas das, so kol shekein with his note tonight. Under all circumstances, if she doesn't have a ksuba that she can pull out, she lacks smichas das, and the explanation of that's going to lead to bilaso v'ilas nus. So on some, at some point there's a machlokas between the Rivan, there's a machlokas Rivan and Tosas, so the Rivan and the Rashba, that minimally, according to the Rashba, it sounds like what's critical is her perspective, and the fact that in a situation in which she's lacking the ability to collect a ksuba, point to a ksuba, there's no smichasas in that relationship which creates bilasnos. According to the Rivan, there are situations in which we don't have the problem of Mashi Isha Lo Ksuba, where she is aware that she's not entitled to that ksuba. We'll come back to that. Parenthetically, the Sheet Mikubesas here in the Afnan Aleph suggests within the Rivan that even the Rivan would agree there may be still an Isser of Bimasha Isha of Loksuba, even if it doesn't result in Bilas Nus. So that's not necessarily Pashut from reading the Rivan as it's presented in our Tosas. Okay. Rabbi Chanan in the Chomes Shirim Reish Mem Gimel raises the following question. if the major concern here is one of smichasas, or determining whether the requisite smichasas exists in the relationship, so what happens in a situation in which the wife and the husband, for that matter, are believe that they have the ksuba, that they're not violating any isser or mashal ksuba, but in fact, they don't have the ksuba. She thinks that the ksuba is in the same place, and you know that the ksuba is actually not there. So are you obligated to bring that to their attention, that they should issue another ksuba? Or do we say that since Lamaisa, she has full smichasas in this relationship, that you don't have to rock the boat, and you can leave things as they are? So L'chanan points to the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara there has a machlok as Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara says, according to Rav, Kish al Tanai b'kin sestam, that if you make a kedushin al Tanai, but then the nesuin is done without any reference to that Tanai. So according to Rav, if that relationship ends, it requires a get, even though the Tanai was not fulfilled, since the Tanai was not explicitly referenced at the time of Nisuin, the presumption is that the Tanai was no longer a prerequisite for the relationship, and ein other masavilaso ve'ilas znus. So Rav here asks, and daf lamagimah ve'beis v'daf ve'yarif, so very good that we have this notion of ein other masavilaso ve'ilas znus, and you require a get, but what happened to the lack of a ksuba? So maybe it's bilasnus anyway, because in this situation, no ksuba was issued. So Ron answers as follows, a little bit of a sussum line. Dehacha lav dafka bilasnus. El olomar she'ein adam osa bekavanaso bilaso bilasnus. Again, the hacha lav dafka bilasnus. El olomar she'ein adam osa bekavanaso bilaso bilasnus. The way Rabbi Chanan understands this line, the Ran is saying that Be'ilas Nus, whether it exists or not, is dependent on Smichas Das. So if in a situation both the husband and wife are aware that they're unaware that there's any issue, they're under the impression that the Ksuba is present and valid. So since there's no Kavana with Nus, then there's no Isser of Mashi Isha below Ksuba. And therefore, if the Ksuba is lost and no one's aware that it's lost, you don't have a problem. Yeah.
Wouldn't there also be the fact that if the ksuba is lost, even though there's this whole idea of praticha, which is like she would be able to collect money anyways, mm-hmm. Wouldn't there be a certain lack in her ability to, a problem with her ability to claim from him? Wouldn't it be less effective her rights to claim money from him? So shouldn't you have to put it out to her from a monetary perspective?
So from a monetary perspective, the reality is that if it's tonight destined, then you will have to pay whether or not the document exists. The Hischaibus and the Tzuba, maybe not for the Tosefus Tzuba, but definitely for the Iker Tzuba, which could be that this din of Mashi Ishi Vlok Tzuba is only relevant to the Iker Tzuba, that Hischaibus exists whether or not the document is around. The issue of lack of Smichas Das, definitely according to Rashi, and presumably according to other Rishonim on some level, is her comfort level about being able to collect. She's under the impression that she won't be able to collect as easily without the document, but the reality is that even without the document, this chayvus exists and she could collect.
So she doesn't get anything monetarily to point out?
Correct.
If you point it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, there are a couple indications that support this notion of Rabbi Chanan and place the... Yeah.
Can't a woman be mochalar ksuba to her husband?
So according to her mayor, she cannot fully be mochalar ksuba.
Okay,
tomorrow
I'll just get some...
Right.
Now it's easy.
Right, that's mochalar ksuba kilos kabalti. Mochalar ksuba mayor yuvida. Right.
I don't think the Gemara brings the Mechutz or the Pira.
Okay. So there are a couple Lashonos and Shuvas HaRashba that place a determination of smichus das or lack of it solely on the woman's mindset, so to speak. In the Sifta of the Gemara, he makes the following suggestion. I think he acknowledges it's not muchach, but in Machlokas HaRashba and the Rivan, according to Rashba, what's critical is the perspective as to whether there is proper smichus das. According to the Rivan, there's a takanas chacham that under certain circumstances there's a requirement to, or there's an issur b'mashiv l'ktuba, under certain circumstances not. But where that takan exists, it's independent of what the smichus das in that particular situation. Now, whether you say that machlok is that way, I think is not muchach. But within the Rashba, you know, the Rivan may not be that far apart. But definitely within the Rashba, there are indications that put the question of smichus das solely on the woman. If you look at Shuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Tuf, Gimel. So there the Rashba has a line where he writes, V'mash isha sha'achas lo ksuba, alfav isha chashash rachok shemehiter shetei kalabei nevela. See, even though it's very unlikely that just because they're lacking the ksuba for a short period of time, that's going to create a situation of kalvei nevelasiya. I'm sorry. Alphavishu chashash rachok, still, we're concerned that shetei kalvei nevelasiya. Oh, deshema yichpor b'ksubasa, or we're concerned that maybe the husband is going to deny his obligation of the ksuba. And because of that, the woman is going to have kavana bibi lasa lebiilas tnus. Yeah.
What is the svara of kalbein of the otsia of the ksuba if he has to pay her anyways?
Good. So the svara of kalbein of otsia may be from the perspective of the woman. If she is unaware that he's going to have to pay her anyway.
So why are they enough?
I'm sorry?
The wording seems to be like, from the perspective of a man, within the perspective of a woman, that's what it's saying. I'm just like.
Well, so there are certain circumstances. There are two subcategories here. There's a situation in which you could have patterned yourself totally. You know, Mochelis or Omer Harenikim Leskabalti. So in that situation, if not for the Isser Masha Isha Loksuba, you actually could get away without paying anything. And then we don't allow Mechila Saksuba in that case. So that's the easier case. Even in a case in which you wouldn't go through the Mocheles route, we were just talking about the actual Eschaivus. So if you're... So definitely within some of the Rishonim that goes to Maimonides that we quoted, and in Rashi as well, it sounds like it's her comfort level and the added protection that she sees from having the shtar in hand. Meaning it's true, l'mashal, so it may be easier to be gullible with the shtar.
If it's not much close in Suba, most Rishonim, I think, passed in that that if she doesn't have the Suba, then she can't collect.
That's true. That is true. Even according to those who showed him, there may be ways of collecting as a practical matter. So under certain circumstances that may be true, otherwise minimally there is a stronger comfort level that you have by having the shtar. Then you have the Shuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tav, Resh Lamed Daled. The Rashba there is talking about the situation of the community that was expelled from the city, and everyone left the ksubos behind. Right, so that's what we actually have in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Samech Vav. Yeah, the Rama in Samech Vav Sif Gimel. Here she kashu acharkom, o she galim in a year, v'avdu anashim aksuvas shalahem, svichem achadish l'nishaseyem, ksuvoseyem. So if the city was expelled, destroyed, all the women lost their ksuvas, they have to reissue ksuvas. Avvi sheyesh lomar shem yimtsu acharkach, maybe there's a possibility that they'll find them in the end. Since they are v'chaskas avudos, tzrichim ksubos acheros. They have to reissue the ksubos. I, in, for example, Shuvas Eliezer, in Chelek Yud Aleph Siman Samech Zayin, who writes about the situation of those who were expelled from the Ir HaAtika in 1948, the advice that everyone should reissue ksuvos in that situation. But the Rashba and the Tshuva talk about a similar situation where people were expelled from a city. And he writes, Taimim Mishim Isha Choshesha Shema Bala Yigrashena V'osa B'ilasa B'ilas Zinus. The concern is from her perspective. And the Rashba and the Tshuva Samyuchasa Simin Reish Pei Dalid, that kol shelo kasal ha-masayin, if you don't write the standard schum ha-tsuba, svuri hi kevin she'enu noig yimakabal, that she's under the impression that since he's not acting properly, he's not giving her the proper sum, enu nasim v'yershe, maybe he wants to divorce her, havi lo grusha salev, and grusha salev is vilas of vilas business. Okay, so that issue that Rav Chanan raised of perhaps not having to inform someone who loses her ksuba if she's unaware of it, because that doesn't create a lack of smichas das. So this sefer Mishpat HaKsuba, volume Zion. He quotes a few other marmakomos to support this notion. He quotes the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, I couldn't find inside, but it's reportedly in Chelek Beis Siman Kuf Ayin Daled. Where the Radvaz is talking about a situation where you had a ksuba that was filled out but not signed. So he suggests, is that an iser of Mashi Shibu Ksuba, if you have a ksuba that's written out and not signed? So he writes that since women don't realize that the document has to be signed, that doesn't create an iser yichud. Right, parenthetically, kala Mashi Shibu Ksuba, we talk about an iser yichud or just an iser via. So Rambam, Pashas, assumes that it's an Isser Yichud. Rama writes in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, Tzarech Lichto Ksuba Kod M'Knisa L'Chuppa V'Acher Gach Yemot V'Yishto. And that's the Tzak of Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Siman Vav. And the Rama there quotes the Yeshom and the Ran in the beginning of the Sefer, it's only an Isser Bia, not an Isser Yichud. But anyway, the Radva assuming like Shulchan Aruch that it's an Isser Yichud. So he writes that if you have a ksuba that was filled out but not signed, that doesn't create an iser yichud because that doesn't detract from the woman's smichus das in this relationship. She doesn't realize the significance of having a document signed. And he writes, fascinating, that the minhag of Mitzrayim, where the Radvaz was, until he had to leave Eretz Yisrael, so the minhag of Mitzrayim was that they would sign the ksuba the next morning after a wedding. They wouldn't sign it that night, they'd sign it the next morning, or at some later date. So he points out, it's not necessarily the same Shaila, because there you had a minhag before sum that everyone would sign the ksuba the next morning, so that's part of the ritual. But we're talking about a situation where you have a specific random case of someone that isn't aware that they have ksubas, so that might be a different level of a lack of or non-lack of smichas as. And then he also quotes the Pesach Shuvah in the end of Siman Samach Vav over here, that Pesach Shuvah writes, if you write a lower sum in the ksuba, and she's under the impression that you're mistayev for a higher sum, see, he says, lo tov hadavar, kevin shasid legalusas, not a good idea, because she'll figure it out, and that wouldn't be good for the relationship. But the Mishpat Ksuba points out that he doesn't say it's usser, doesn't say it's possible, doesn't say that violate the isser of Mashal Ksuba, just lo tov hadavar. Eliyahu Chaim Bar Shalom.
What was that? If he's high of a certain amount, he writes in less?
No, if she's under the impression that he's high of a higher amount, but they write a lower amount of the ksuba,
which is the one he's actually high
for. Which is what he's actually high for.
Either way, they have ksuba.
Either way, they have ksuba, right. Correct, right. That's a good R. Mm-hmm. Okay,
there's no issue of her smichas. There's no issue of what she's thinking about.
Well, that's the question. So his deal, his basic Jew says that it's not a good idea because she'll find out eventually that you had given her this misimpression about what you're being Messiah.
And is that would that make the bias so bias in us?
So his deal is no, because he only says lo tov adavar. He doesn't say that it's going to make it bias or bias in us.
So based on that,
he just says it's a bad idea, but not that it's going to bustle.
But using that same svara, if he gave her even less than he was hired for, wouldn't that be the same? Like, why? If it's all about what she's thinking about,
right.
Even if she thinks he's chayav more,
right.
He's lowballing her,
right.
And then even if he's lowballing her less than the chit required amount, mm-hmm. What does that change? Why would she change? Well, if she thinks she's owed more,
right.
Wouldn't it be this? And he's lowballing her. Isn't that the whole issue with her smichas das? So even if he's paying her less than the chiyav, if it's not a problem with smichas das, if he's paying her the chiyav, then it should be the same situation. It shouldn't be a problem with smichas das if he's paying her less than the chiyav. Unless you would say that even in the new situation, I mean, I'm saying just in a little chalak and smichas das, it's that even though she thought she was hired, as soon as she finds out what the chiyav was, she nevertheless would accept that and say yes. That would be the svara there, if that makes any sense.
Right, that could be.
So,
the situation doesn't fit into the. I'm sorry?
There's no obligation of those efforts. So if I tell a woman I'm giving you not made cooking has a tariff, giving you 150 has a tariff, I don't. So that's
the issue. According to the Rivad, I think that's absolutely correct. But if everything is from the perspective of Smita Sa, so what's the balance between the absolute Takanas Chazal and the case-by-case analysis of what her Smita Sa is? So how much latitude is there for evaluating based on the circumstances of the specific case, based on the applications?
If it was based on each individual woman's smichas das, then you should be able to give her a ksuba less than the ikar ksuba.
Right.
So I want to give you 150 ksuba.
Right.
You can't do that, because as I said, 200 zos, 100 zos, that's smichas das.
Right, so maybe that's a minimum.
Alright.
Hey, wait a second.
Once you have that minimum amount,
right.
No longer she might not be able to get everything, but
right.
Not because of it.
Right, okay. Yeah, so this Ariel thing. That might not be the best marmakam. So he writes over here that he discussed this Shiloh with Nissen Karelitz, who recommended that in a situation in which the ksuba was possible from the get-go, either wasn't written out properly in a way that's possible, or there's some problem with the ksuba from the beginning, so then you should make a new ksuba. But if something happened over time, they're not aware of it, so then you don't have to rock the boat. And you don't necessarily have to execute another ksuba if no one's aware of the issue. If you're worried that, or you think they will become worthy of Yishuv, then probably a good idea.
In other words, the chilek is that it's basically traumatizing the second scenario, not the first.
I don't think it's a matter of traumatizing. It's a matter of, it's difficult to argue that if she thinks everything's okay, but if nothing ever was okay, that that there's no iser. As if everything was okay, there's a cheskas, proper tzuba, and then something happens to possible tzuba down the road. So then maybe you don't have to redo it, but if you never had a kosher tzuba to begin with, that's a little bit...
I mean, so you never feel for that cheskas out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, then he says, whatever the other direction, whatever, you have a case where a woman is under the impression that the ksuba is hustle, but indeed the ksuba is kosher. Somebody said he had a case where the kala's brother was tumulting that he made himself out to be a big Talmud Chacham. He was arguing with the Masada Kedusha, and he claimed that the Ksuba is possible. And then, I'm sorry?
Isn't there a Gemara kind of? The focus that she has
it, but she's not someone else anyway. We're talking about a case where, let's say,
she gets it, because since he said it, she's confused. So the same case.
Is that the same case?
That's the understanding of the issue there.
It's similar to the Biskay Chuvah's case is where it doesn't matter of what sum was written in the Ksuba. Here, let's say the Ksuba is properly written, the sum is claiming get married in the atrium, and instead of writing Spring Valley, they wrote Muncie. So I'm stumbling that no, the two is possible because it's in Spring Valley, it's not in Muncie. And your Mashi should look Suba. So Rabbi says, no, it's in Spring Valley. So that's not exactly the same case. Right? Do you think that's the same?
She's just your brother.
Right, so she trusts her brother, but.
That's the question. She has a Pazak Suba.
Right. Okay. Good. So that's the issue that he raises. So he points out. That the Beis Shmuel here in Simen Samech Vav. So the din is that if she's mechales her ksuba baal peh, so even though the mechila is ineffective, you still have to write another ksuba. That's what the Rambam, at least by the Magen Mishnah. If she's mechales baal peh in a way that's ineffective, even though al pi din, the ksuba still should be a valid ksuba. Nevertheless, because of her mechila, you have to write another ksuba.
Another ksuba with the same original
terms. Another ksuba with the same original terms. Beit Shmuel explains, Sim Samach Lav Siv Kadat Das, that's because she lacks smichas das, because she's under the impression that she was mechela Siv Ksuba. So maybe that's a ride to this shayla, where she lacks smichas das, even though Al Pi Din, the ksuba remains valid, you still have to rewrite a new ksuba. That's, that's his suggestion over here. Okay. Let's just say a few words about Chiyuv Mizonos, because that comes up a few times in the beginning of the parak here. The Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis Mem Chesed and Aleph has a machlokes tanoim. The Gemara starts with the Brisa of Tichnu v'Zanoset Achas Ma'isei Yedeha. That sounds like Chiyuv Mizonos is a din d'rabbanan. Tichnu v'Zanoset Achas Ma'isei Yedeha. Then the Gemara quotes 3 days in Tanayim. Do you learn a Mizonos from Sheira? Do you learn it now from Onasa? So both of those days presumably assume that Mizonos is the Raisa. And Lazar Yaakov says, "Tav l'chasam al sheira ksusa l'fi sheira ten ksusa." And that sounds like there's no makor from Mizonos min ha'Torah. So says the Ritva, according to Lazar Yaakov, Mizonos is the Rabbanon. But Tosi, of course, in the Rashbam, that Mizonos is the Raisa, even according to Lazar Yaakov. And then Tosi bothered that the title of the Raisa is not like any of these three Tanai. That's the machlokas among the Mefarshei HaTorah. In the Pasuk Mishpatim, Rashi learns Sheirazu Mizonos. As does the Targum, as does the Rashbam, as does the Ezra. And the Ramban there assumes that Sheiraz Milashon Sheir Basar, and it's referring to Ona, and not to the Chiyuv Mizonos. Okay. The pashas of the sugya I know test on the days of Eini Mizonos Veini Osa seems to assume that Mizonos is Rabbanan, because they're the Homach Locus Amarayim. Amar Avun Amar Rabbi Kol Yishel Amar the Baile Eini Mizonos Veini Osa. The Machlokas is, do we say that Mizone Iker Ma'isidah Misham Eva, or do you say that Ma'isidah is Iker? What comes first? What's the reaction to what? But anyway, it sounds like that's all a din the Rabbanan. So says the Rashi Mechidushim here. So says the Ramban, rather, in the Chidushim here. And the Rashba here in the Chasim Bay suggests not necessarily that maybe Minotaur is a Chiyuv Mizonos. And Tiknu, Maisei Yedeha, Mishum Eva, Tachas Mizonos. However, in a situation in which she says, Eini Mizonos, Veini Osa, so then, through some kind of Hefker Beth and Hefker mechanism, we say, Afkeinu, Limizonosaha, Mimena. We say that since she doesn't want to be part of this, we're mafkia the Chiyuv Mizonos, which exists in the Torah, but in this situation, if she's claiming Eini Mizonos in Yosa, then we're mafkia the Chiyuv Mizonos. That's what the Rashba says, that's what the Meiri says here as well. It might be, you have to say something in the Rambam, because the Rambam both paskins that Mizonos is the Raisa. Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, in the beginning of, Perek Yud Beis Aleph and Beis Nechus Yishuv. So the Rambam outlines West Minotaur, West Minotaur, but it's clear that Mizonos is Min HaTorah. And yet, the Rambam Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalid paskins any that a woman can say any Mizonos Veniosa. So according to the Rashba, that could be well understood that any Mizonos Veniosa is not a steer to Mizonos Daraisa. Pnei Yeshua is bothered by this question. And the Pnei Yeshua suggests that there are two levels in the Chiyuv Mizonos. That min haTorah, the Chiyuv only exists for a woman who is incapable, who doesn't have the means of being mefarnes herself. So min haRabbanan, it's extended across the board, and that's where we invoke eini mizonos ve'eini osa. And the Afla says something similar as well. In the Yosar Poskim, Simon Samach Tes, Seif Katan Gimel, he quotes from the Sefer Kovetz al Rambam, within the opinion of the Snag, that maybe, he says within Shitas of Lazar ben Yaakov, that maybe Mizonos is deraisa only for the minimum that's necessary, Lakiyam Nafsha. More than that is Dirabana. If you look in the Tshuva of Rav Avadia, Yabi Omer, Chela Gimel, Evan Ezer, Simon Yudalin, Simon Tesvav, and Simon Yudalin, he tries to demonstrate that Rovi showed him assume his onus is Rabbanan. He thinks that's the opinion of the Rif and the Rush. It's definitely the opinion of the Rush. He thinks that's the opinion of the Rif. And even though the Rambam is otherwise, he thinks there are enough indications in the Mechaber that the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Rambam. And then in Simon Tesvav, he presents 14 or 15 Akaminas between Mizonos de Raisa, Mizonos de Rabbana. One of the... He quotes in the first Tshuva from Tshuva's Chaim Shalom, Chaim Pelagi, Chelek Aleph Simon Mem Aleph, who attempts to bring a raya that Mizonos de Raisa from the Sigan and Zayinim and Aleph. Because there... The Mishnah tells us that Tigi Azman Velo Nisu, that once the Nisun is supposed to take effect after Erisin and they didn't end up proceeding with the Nisuin, Ochlas Mishalav Ochlas Betruma. So if he's a Kohen and she's entitled to eat Truma, and the Gemara says, Anu Zayin and Mabez. Towards the bottom, the lines get long. Amr Ula. After the Judats, Dvar Torah, Rusa Bas Yisrael, Ocheles Betruma. That Rusa Bas Yisrael is entitled to eat Truma. Shenamar v'kohen ki ebne nefesh kinyan kasbo. Ainami kinyan kasbo. So apparently you see that Mizonos is Daraisa, because if it's only Darabanan, how could you be entitled to eat Truma based on kinyan kasbo? So Ravadi says, not necessarily. And Eved also, ultimately, Eved eats Truma because of Xeris HaKasiv, of Kenyan Kasper, even though Minotaura, we weren't getting you to all say, there's no Chiyu Mizonos for an Eved. So that's not necessarily a Raya. And he quotes and rejects other Rayas. Okay. We'll just present one afkamina. I don't remember if Ravadi has this one, but one afkamina, and I might write up some more of this and put it out in my Bikiyas sheet next week. The Rambam Paskins in Perek Yudbeis Isha's Halacha Yud Aleph. That im haya ani biyoser, if you have a person who is an extreme ani, ve'ena yachal litein la afilu lachem shitzrichalo, and he's incapable of providing even the minimal mizonos that are necessary for a wife's sustenance, kovenos alahotzi, that he aksubas achovel avashet timsa yadavitin. So we force him to give a get, and then he'll have to pay out the ksuba whenever he has more money to pay out the ksuba. And this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, simin ayin, se'if gimel. The Yeshua's Yaakov, Sifkat and Gimel explains that the Rambam here is the Shitaso, that Mizonos is Daraisa. Since Mizonos is Daraisa, if the husband is incapable of supporting his wife, so then Kofenoso Lahotzi, because she's entitled to have someone else who could support her. Whereas if the Chiyu Mizonos is only Darabanan, so it's a Takana Latovasa, it's a Takana for the benefit of the wife, but where he's incapable of supporting her, so she can't cash in on that takana, but that doesn't necessarily give you license to be kofin or so legarish. So says the Chasam Sofer in Chelek Aleph Evan Ezer Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph as well. In the Sefer Mishnah Saksuba, Menashe Klein's son, the author of Mishnah Sager, two volumes of Mishnah Saksuba just came out in the last couple of years. So he points out in Chelek Beis, the end of Simon Aleph, that this Ram actually works well, or this whole notion works well, with those Achronim, the Chelkas Bechokek and Simon Ayin Sivkat and Tes, the Beit Shmuel there as well, that were only Kofin of Salagarish, where he's not Mefarneser at all. But where he's Mefarneser, even at the bare minimum, we're not called for Lagaris. That makes sense, he points out. according to those Achronim we quoted earlier, that the Chiyum Mezonos Min HaTorah is only for that which is Kedei Parnasasa minimally, but not for anything more than that. We'll stop here. A few public service announcements. Rabbi Twersky hopes to resume the Vadim